I'm going to pray for us this morning and then do a little something different. As John's going to be putting up the opening slide for the title of our time together during the 9:30. It's called Preparing Our Hearts. And as I pray for us, the body of Christ, how often do you come to the end of a week, the end of a day, the end of a moment, the end of an encounter, and you think, did I just miss God? Was God in that? Was God speaking? Was God doing something? And then you go on to the next thing. Well, I believe one of the huge keys, and we're going to look at some scriptures this morning, is are you prepared on an ongoing basis to meet with Him? On His terms, not your terms, not my terms. Okay? Because it'd be nice if He would send me a text message and say, about 11:30, I need you to be at Caesars Japan, and I'm going to show up, and you and I are going to eat a little bit together. And then go on. It doesn't happen that way, does it? Let's just lay it down and allow you to speak to us, not just for this moment together, but throughout the day. And Lord, may we have a habit-forming day today for God, for the kingdom, for heaven. Not for man, not to be pleasers of men, but to be God chasers. And we bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen. My question for us today to discuss, like I said, it's the only question we're going to look at, and we're going to be walking through some slides after this question, is simply this. As we prepare our hearts to meet with God on a daily basis, how does preparing our hearts to meet with God take place on Sunday and then throughout the week? And then, as a statement, but I want to hear from you, describe the depth of seriousness God places on us to be prepared to meet with Him. So in essence, is what I'm saying for the last one, is describe how God desires for us to take ownership in our preparation of meeting with Him, and how does preparing our hearts to meet with God take place on Sunday and throughout the week? Now I want to hear from you, but we're going to read two scriptures. The Lord said to Moses, I'm going to come to you in a dense cloud so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you. Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow and have them wash their clothes. And be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Now there's a great scripture about God telling the people, get ready, I'm going to show up. But let's look at a little different version of somebody else. This is 2 Chronicles 12, 13 through 14. King Rehoboam regrouped and reestablished his rule in Jerusalem. He was 41 years old when he became king and continued as king for 17 years in Jerusalem. The city God chose out of all the tribes of Israel as the special place or presence of his name. His mother was Naamah from Ammon. But the final verdict on Rehoboam was that he was a bad king. But why was he bad? God was not important to him. His heart neither cared for nor sought after God. Was he a bad king because he made bad decisions? Probably, but where's the root? God was not important to him. His heart neither cared for nor sought after God. So John, go back to the first slide and let's share a few thoughts on the first part, the first two things. And then we'll be moving on to the next thing. So give me some thoughts on the first two. Describe the depth of which God places on us to be ready to meet with Him. And how does preparing our hearts to meet with God take place on Sunday and throughout the week? Anybody up here can speak too, by the way. You notice the worship team's not leaving today. Got a little something. I didn't give them permission to leave. So what do you think? Give me some thoughts. So He has an expectation for us. Okay. What else? I picked the Message version because I love the way it interprets it as God was not important to Him. It starts with the root of, I don't really care about Him, so therefore my heart will follow what my attitude is. His heart neither cared for nor sought after God. And by the way, just as a point, because most of us in here, except for young Jaden, is that he was 41 years old. Do you know what we would say to him? He knew better. He knew better to have that attitude. 41 years he had grown up in the Israelite community. He knew better, but he still made a choice. All right? John, you can go back to the first one. Thank you. See, John, if we had that little touchscreen TV, I want you to get up here for me. I'd be pouncing. You know? Give me a couple more thoughts, because we're going to try to prepare our hearts after this to meet with God. But I want you to examine yourself, because here's something that God spoke to me this week, and it was this simple. He said, do you make me decisions or do you make we decisions? When God asks a question like that, I think I know the answer. He just was messing with me a little bit. Yeah, you go ahead. You tell him, what do you think? Oh, God, I think I make we decisions. No, I make me decisions. A couple more. As we get ready to move to another song, I'd encourage you also to think about this. As we prepare to meet with God, and God, we meet with Him, please don't believe a lie that says meeting with God guarantees an easy day. Please don't put on or add to that God says, and when we're in this together, everything is going to go just like you wanted it to. His word tells us He will make our paths level, but that doesn't mean it's still an easy path. Because I've walked on a lot of paths that had rocks and potholes in it, and they were level. Okay? But how much better to recognize and feel and experience the presence of God so no matter what happens, you know He's right there with you. So today, let's try to prepare ourselves as our worship team leads us, and then what we're going to do is we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to put some more scripture up, and I'm going to ask somebody to read it. We're not going to discuss it. We're just using music and God's Word to prepare our hearts, not just for the rest of this time together, but the rest of the day. Okay? Gary?
Worship at the feet of Jesus. I will help the poor, love my neighbor more. I surrender to my Lord and Savior. I will serve the King, give my everything. Bow and worship at the feet of Jesus. I will help the poor, love my neighbor more. I surrender to my Lord and Savior. Serve the King, serve the King, serve the King, serve the King. Spirit of God, fill my heart, show me how to be like Jesus. Let no earthly thing pull me away. To live in your freedom, let your kingdom come, your will be done. Lord, do it through me. And I will serve the King, give my everything. Bow and worship at the feet of Jesus. I will help the poor, love my neighbor more. I surrender to my Lord and Savior. I will serve the King, give my everything. Bow and worship at the feet of Jesus. I will help the poor, love my neighbor more. I surrender to my Lord and Savior. Serve the King. Serve the King. Serve.
Job 11:13-19. If only you would prepare your hearts and lift up your hands to him in prayer. Get rid of your sins and leave all iniquity behind you. Then your face will be brightened with innocence. You will be strong and free of fear. You will forget your misery. It will be like water flowing away. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Even darkness will be as bright as morning. Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and will give rest and safety. You will lie down unafraid, and many will look to you for help. Ezra 7:10. This was because Ezra had determined to study and obey the law of the Lord and to teach those decrees and regulations to the people of Israel. Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me.
Moving on the waters, who is holding up the moon, who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon, who is standing on the mountain. Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, he is Yahweh. The great I am, he is Yahweh. The Lord of all, he is Yahweh. Just Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. You are holy and eternal, Lord. You are holy and eternal. And forever You will reign. Every knee will bow before You. Every tongue will confess Your name. And all the angels give You glory as they stand before Your throne. And here on earth we gather to declare Your name alone. Yahweh, the righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh, 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 to God, He is Yahweh, the great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Your Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
Psalm 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory above the heavens. Psalm 29:2. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in splendor of His holiness. Psalm 95:6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 99:5. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at His footstool. Holy is He.
Showers us with blessings all our days. Remember the justice of our God. Stands with those forgotten and confused. Calls us to be whole and to be free. Bless the Lord, O my soul, bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord. Oh,
Psalm 59:16. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. Psalm 66:4. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name, Selah. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet and sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. We refuse to waste our lives.
This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, praise you for your presence. God the Father, praise you for your goodness. Lord Jesus, thank you to be praised for our salvation. Now may the rest of the day, our heart continue to be prepared to meet with you on your terms. Father, there will be obstacles. There will be aggravation and irritation at times. But Father, your presence and your name is simply greater than any other name in all the earth. And Lord, may we look unto you for direction, for guidance. Maybe most importantly, Lord, let's just look to you to enjoy the relationship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.